coming up on All Access.
Have a big night, Lowe.
Tonight's Sunday Night Football. Everybody watching.
Takes the handoff, runs it up the middle, breaks free at the 35, to the 5, diving to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
How's it feel to come down to the dirty south and be 4-0?
I'm sure the Coach Lewis will have them ready to go. There's no breathers in the schedule. 16 regular season NFL games. It's a tough game every week.
He was there with that gap where my mom wasn't married, you know, before I had a stepdad to really show us how to be men, pretty much. It was four boys and my mom, and he was always there to help.
Floats it toward Roddy White. The ball is batted away by Aqib Talib.
Last week it was, you're going to be on Julio in these coverages, you're going to be on Roddy White in these coverages. So I just take pride on just executing whatever the call is.
Temporarily silenced their critics and sent thousands home early with their win over the Falcons. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. A similar scenario exists this week as New England travels to Cincinnati to take on another playoff team from a year ago. And another team coming off a loss. The Bengals will be a stern test, made more difficult with the news that Vince Wilfork had surgery to repair an Achilles. Let's kick things off with some good news and look back at the impressive win over Atlanta, including a trip inside the Patriots locker room.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Have a big night, folks!
Let's do our absolute best tonight. It's going to take everything we got.
If he calls a run, let's block out of him, so we'll call another one.
Nobody said we got a shot tonight. Nobody.
Physical for 60 minutes. Plain and simple.
Tonight's Sunday Night Football. Everybody watches.
To the man, y'all better than these cats. We just gotta go short.
Shoots one over the middle, and that's Gonzalez making a great catch.
Bryant swings the leg and drives the kick through the uprights. Tom Brady with a play fake in the pocket, setting up a screen left for Stephen Ridley. Gets outside to the 30. Motors past the 35. Left sideline to the 45 on a dive. Twin tight end set. Brady pulls away. Play fake to Ridley. Stands in the pocket. Throws it to the right. Touchdown, Matthew Mulligan! And the Patriots have the lead.
Wait, Tommy.
Good drive right there. We needed that.
Good drive, fellas. Good drive.
Let's go!
Shotgun snap to right. He retreats under pressure and sacked inside the 40. And Joe Valano gets to the quarterback.
Go!
Brady steps up, pumps and pumps. Throws down the middle. The catch is made outside the 35 and a leaping grab. With Blunt, the tailback, takes the handoff, runs it up the middle, breaks free at the 35, left to the 30, a foot race to the 20, down the left side 10, to the 5, diving to the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
It's a big time play, Kay. Way to go.
Brady short drop, throws the fade, left corner of the end zone, Tompkins diving, has the catch, touchdown, Patriots!
Hey, way to go, guys!
I didn't know.
All right, good job, man. That's 60 minutes. I mean, that's the way it is every week. You can't ever think it's going to be anything less than that. 60 minutes every week. All right, look, you guys showed in the second half where our toughness is. You know, you won with toughness, and that's how you got the lead, and that's how we're going to keep winning. That's a good win. Tough fellas, we got to turn it around now. We got to turn it around. Enjoy this one. That's a good job. All right? Okay, man, congratulations. Congratulations, 4-0. We got to keep rolling now. Yeah. Got to keep it rolling. I got it.
Go ahead, Drew.
How's it feel to come down to the dirty south and be 4-0? Oh, yeah.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to talk to the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, congratulations. Another big road win, primetime game. I know you didn't have that long to enjoy it. You've talked multiple times throughout the week about a guy like Vince Wilfork. Does that take some steam out of the big win, getting 4-0, losing Vince?
Well, yeah, it's tough to lose a player like Vince. He's, you know, does so much for our team as a captain and both on and off the field. He gives us great leadership as well as great play. But unfortunately, that's you know, part of the game that everybody has to deal with, and you know, we're just gonna have to move on. And you know, I thought that the guys stepped in and did a good job for him.
Is that the message that you say to the team now? Going even back to 2008, you lose your quarterback first quarter in that game; he's done for the year. You just keep going out, you play. What is the message you tell the team when you lose?
Well, I mean, that's why we have 53 players, and we have confidence in all of them. So whoever's in there playing, we have confidence in that player. And you know, I think we showed in the Atlanta game that, even though it was a tough injury, we're still able to go out there and persevere and win. And, you know, we'll try to do the same thing this week.
You've always told me 4 or 5 weeks in, I'm starting to get a kind of a feel, you know, for the type of football team I have. But what does a win like that do for a young team's confidence, even though you got some older guys at key positions?
Yeah, well, I think each year you've got to reestablish your ability to win big games and win tough games. And, you know, that one came down to pretty much the final play that a key broke in up in the end zone. And you know, I just thought that mentally and physically we played with a lot of toughness in the game. We ran the ball and we did a good job in the running game defensively. And mentally, we, you know, played on the road. And even though they had some momentum right there at the end, we were able to, you know, hold on and keep them out of the end zone and, you know, keep our poise and keep our composure and play, you know, and play well enough to win. So that's always important.
Let's talk about not losing momentum at the end, but things kind of went their way. Two big plays, the onside kick. And I know you're a big preparation type coaches for situational coaching. You practice that hands team. Fourth and inches, you go for it. Center quarterback exchange, one of the most simplest things. Two times that happened to you. Do you practice those things more as maybe some of those things happen in the course of the game?
Absolutely. We can't let those happen again. I mean, that I think those two plays in particular took a game that, you know, we had a fairly comfortable lead in and turned it into, you know, having to make a knockdown a pass in the end zone at the end of the game to win. So, we can't afford those kind of mistakes, and those kind of plays undo a lot of good plays that put you in that position. So we got to work harder to eliminate those. We got to coach them better. We got to execute them better.
All right, Coach, great stuff right there. Coach will return later in the show as we talk about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Coming up on All Access,
we find out why running back LeGarrette Blount loves the game of football.
My dad played, and you know, my uncles played. Everybody played, so every kid wants to be like his daddy, obviously.
Plus, we'll hear from Patriots playmaker Aqib Talib.
That locker room is awesome, man. It's a great group of guys, man. We have a whole bunch of fun in there.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by Geico.
Put my city on and my committee on. I got everybody looking at me.
I love football because, you know, it grew on me as a young guy, as a kid, you know, and my dad played, and, you know, my uncles played, everybody played, so every kid wants to be like his daddy, obviously.
A handoff to Blunt, runs to the right side, and a handoff on a stretch to Blunt, reversing direction.
Everybody wanted to play quarterback as a kid. You know, that was the position to play. That was the most popular position for, you know, and that was the most popular person, you know, and as a kid, that was probably your best player on the team. And I played a little quarterback when I was younger, you know, but it wasn't my strong point. So I had to switch. And my dad played linebacker, so I played opposite of him, and I went for running back.
takes the handoff, runs it up the middle, breaks free at the 35, left to the 30, a foot race to the 20, down the left side 10, to the 5, diving to the end zone, touchdown!
I don't know who was my favorite player to watch and emulate as a kid. I feel like probably back then all I watched was cartoons. You know, so I mean, as I got older, you know, like, I started watching like NFL Network, and they'd always show Barry Sanders, and they'd always show, you know, Walter Payton and guys like that. And then after that, that's when I kind of started trying to be like those guys, like some of the greatest that ever played.
Blunt left side on a stretch, carries upfield across the 25 to the 20, bruising his way to the Tampa Bay 15.
Bam! My best football memory, I would have to say, is probably it was a game where I rushed for 300 yards in high school. I rushed for 300 plus yards and like 6 touchdowns. And we won. So that was my best high school memory, and it was a blast. It was real fun.
Diving to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Blunt has been a pleasant surprise and has solidified the team's running back by committee approach. Welcome back to All Access presented by Geico. Let's check in with Brian Lowe, who looks at the biggest story of the week, how the Patriots are dealing with the loss of Captain Vince Wilfork.
From the outside last week, the Patriots were considered a 3-0 team that had yet to face genuine bona fide NFL competition. From inside the walls of Gillette Stadium, the Pats knew they had a team capable of going into the Georgia Dome in prime time against one of last year's NFC finalists and winning. It was considered the first true test for the Pats, and they passed it with flying colors.
Tompkins diving, has the catch, touchdown, Patriots!
They're undefeated at the quarter mark, but a win over the Falcons in week 4 doesn't satisfy this team.
That's how you move forward as a team, that's how you get better as a team, and that's how you continue to improve all season long, is just continue to learn from mistakes or things you've done well or experiences you've had in previous games and previous reps.
That objective, however, has become more challenging. The Pats will have to proceed through this season without captain and Pro Bowler Vince Wilfork, who has already undergone surgery for a torn Achilles that he suffered against the Falcons.
His presence in the locker room, on the field, be missed. And at the same time, the train keeps moving. No one feels sorry for the Patriots.
That will be the challenge for players like undrafted rookie Joe Villano.
Vince is irreplaceable, you know, one of the best guys in position, and a leader in our, and especially in our D-line room, and obviously on this team and on our defense.
While Wilfork is certainly out for the rest of 2013, the Rob Gronkowski and Danny Amendola watch continued this week. Perhaps one or both will suit up against the Bengals. Either way, the Pats did bring in some pass-catching reinforcements in former Indianapolis Colts wideout Austin Collins. With Wilfork finished for 2013, Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium will be the first game since the Patriots' Super Bowl winning seasons that they'll have only one player on the roster who won a ring with the team. That, of course, is Tom Brady. So there may be a leadership void, but the Patriots, as always, are prepared to push forward. For Patriots All Access, I'm Brian Lowe.
All right, Brian Lowe, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots defensive back Aqib Talib. And let me just start off by saying this. What a year you're having.
Thanks.
Has it been fun for you?
A lot of fun, man. Just a lot of wins, a lot of plays, a lot of fun.
You know, you are in your it's a contract year for you. Let's just put it that way. It's a contract year. You had a chance to go somewhere else. Why did you decide to come back here and play for New England?
The team, man, that locker room, man. It's,
what is it about that locker room?
I don't know. I can't even, like, just put my finger on it, but it's just those guys in there. It immediately made me comfortable when I got here, and it was almost a no decision, man. I was coming back here.
Was it what you expected when you first arrived? You heard about New England. You knew a little bit about New England. Was Belichick what you expected? Was Brady what you expected?
As coach and Tom is definitely what I did expect. I mean, I expected Tom to be a coach on the field and all about business, and that's what he is. That's why the offense goes like it goes. But as far as the team, I didn't think the locker room was gonna be like that. I thought it was gonna be like real, like, you know, like
just, like what?
everybody in single file line, and it's the Patriots, and man, but that locker room is awesome, man. It's a great group of guys, man. We have a whole bunch of fun in there. Immediately fall in love with it.
Do you take a lot of pride in shutting down key opponents, shutting down key guys? Vincent Jackson, mm-hmm. one guy. Julio Jones. This week, it's A.J. Green. Tell me about your approach. Tell me about when it's you, mano a mano, on these guys.
I take a lot of pride in executing the game plan that our coach put together. So, I mean, it was last week it was you're going to be on Julio in these coverages, you're going to be on Roddy White in these coverages. So it wasn't really one guy last week. I had to guard both guys last week. Uh-huh. So, man, I just take pride on just executing whatever the call is, whatever the game plan is.
Do you do a lot of trash talking out there?
I talk.
What do you say? And especially when the key guys love to talk.
Yeah.
Certain key guys love to talk. And what do you say when you
it
hit?
Just matter what the situation is.
Like, you know, what? Give me an example.
I might tell him I was coming to get that. Or he running around and I break on it. I might tell him that was mine. You know, I was coming to get that. He know it. I mean, it just matter what the situation is. But I definitely keep it fun. It's all fun, though.
Uh-huh. You're tied for the league in interceptions. You got 4-4 games. What's been your secret? And why do you think they still throw to your side?
Secret is, man, I just been catching the ones that come to me, man, taking advantage of my opportunities.
Out of the four, what in your mind, what was your best pick?
Probably the Bucks one, just because it was the Bucks.
Your former team?
Yeah, just because it was free, it was Josh, it was the Bucks one. It was a trail in there, you know what I'm saying? I think I did a good job just executing the coverage that he called.
Akeem Talib, our guest. We'll be back more on Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
We salute our high school coach of the week, Attleboro's Mike Strachan. The Bombardiers improved to 3-0 on the year with an impressive win over Franklin. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Congratulations to you guys. Keep up the great work.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Attleboro football program in the name of Mike Strachan.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, we've all heard the bad news. The big fella Vince Wilfork will not be playing the remainder of the season, which poses the question, with a pass-happy NFL, can the Patriots get by without the big fella in the middle?
If Vince Wilfork was the prototypical nose tackle, I'd agree with the premise, but he's not. He's too athletic, pushes the pocket, makes it hard for the quarterback to step up, draws double teams, makes it easier for Chandler Jones. He's going to be a loss.
Vince Wilfork's a great player. So is Dick Butkus. The game changes. Different positions have different values. In today's game on defense, it's about getting after the passer, pass rushers. It's about cornerbacks who stop the pass. Vince Wilfork's a leader. He plays the run well, but that's not needed in the NFL anymore. Great player, not a big loss.
The easy answer is yes. They can get by without the big fella in the middle. I'm curious to see how effective they can be. Well, that all depends on how creative Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator, and Bill Belichick can be with the younger guys filling in. All right, I'm Christian Fourier, and that's this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. See you next week.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to pick up our conversation and talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. It's a team coming off a loss just like last week. You guys facing an Atlanta Falcon team coming off a loss. Is that tough to do on the road where you're going into that team's building where the home team preparing, they know, hey, we got to get ready to try and get this thing straightened out. Is that a tough thing preparing for a team coming off losses?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, we know Cincinnati's a good team. They have a lot of talented players and, you know, I'm sure that Coach Lewis will have them ready to go. They have a, you know, pretty veteran group overall and, you know, I'm sure they'll be ready. You know, we got to be ready to go as well. There's no breathers in the schedule. 16 regular season NFL games. It's a tough game every week. So We know we got to be on our game, or you know, we'll be in trouble.
Okay, Julio Jones last week, A.J. Green this week. Same height. Seems like one guy's a little stronger, a little lankier than the other guy. What's the difference between the two receivers?
Well, both very good. I'd say A.J. Green's probably as good a pure route runner as there is in the league, as well as the great size and hands that he has. He has tremendous quickness and the ability to separate and get open and move very quickly. I think Julio Jones is probably as strong as any receiver in the league. He runs through a lot of tackles, can also go up and take the ball away from defenders. And I think he's just maybe a little more physical player, but Green's pretty athletic, pretty slick, and has a lot of quickness.
One of the things in the league, the Hard Knocks show, I know you really wanted to have those cameras inside your locker rooms, but the Cincinnati Bengals, they were on Hard Knocks. Is there any part of your staff, whether it's scouts, whether it's in-house, that maybe you could take one or two things from the summer film sessions that they were with the Bengals that you could apply to your game plan at all?
Well, you know, we'll have somebody look at all that and see if there's anything that we can pull out of there, but I wouldn't think there's going to be too much that would be helpful.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Joni B. You had two former quarterbacks in Matt Cassel and Brian Hoyer led their teams to victory this past week. As you sit back, you hear the final result, kind of enjoy it that, hey, we had that player at one time. It's good to see them have success down the road.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, and we, you know, we see that with a lot of player of our players in the league. But, you know, really happy for, you know, for Matt, of course, to see an AFC team lose out there. You know, Minnesota beating Pittsburgh, that was good. But, you know, good win for Brian Hoyer. You know, he worked very hard and has only had a few opportunities to really get in there and play. You know, he's had the last couple weeks and he's done well. So, you know, it's good for him that he's had that opportunity. I think he's worked hard enough and deserves it.
Good stuff, as long as they're not playing the Patriots.
If
you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots. Hashtag it, AskBB. Bell Strader later in the show, I'm sure, a little bit of A.J. Green and everything that goes with the Bengals, right?
Yeah, and their pass rush. And Geno Atkins, he's a pretty good football player.
All right, Geno Atkins, that's right. Good stuff, coach. Stay right there. Patriots All Access back right after this, then the Bell Strader.
Coming up on All Access.
Find out who's the mentor in linebacker Jerod Mayo's life.
I don't want to say I was a disciplinarian, but I was the one that tried to inculcate some good standards of living.
And later, Coach Belichick is wary about a bruising Bengal team.
Again, very good pass rushing group with, you know, with all of them, but certainly Geno Atkins and that three technique is a hard guy to stop.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. What's trending at Subway? The Tuscan Chicken Melt $6 footlong special. Subway, eat fresh. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
In his sixth season, Jerod Mayo has developed into one of the most dependable players on the Patriots. He has been voted captain in each of the last five seasons. The right way is generally the Mayo way. Who was his biggest influence to get to where he is today? The answer might surprise you.
First thing that comes to my head when I think of my grandfather is just being appreciative. We had a conversation not too long ago about my friends, like what are they doing now? And a lot of them are either in jail, passed away, and things like that. And, you know, good thing I had him as a role model to follow his lead.
That kind of messed up my
day. I guess he and I have a grandfather to grandson, but even closer than that.
If I had to describe my relationship with my grandfather, it would be a father-son relationship.
It's just a great relationship.
He was there with that gap where my mom wasn't married, you know, before I had a stepdad to really show us how to be men, pretty much. It was four boys and my mom, and he was always there to help.
Right, left, da-da. Right, March.
He wrestled with us. He was a military guy. You know, we were up at 6 a.m. when all of our friends were getting up at like 9 a.m. in the morning, you know, on a Saturday. So we were working early and putting in that work.
I don't want to say I was a disciplinarian, but I was the one that tried to inculcate some good standards of living.
My grandfather has always had a vision, whether it's with the church or with, you know, houses or anything in life. He's always had a vision, and he's always gone after that goal. A lot of people dream but don't really put in the work to get to their dream, and he really instilled that in me. You have to work hard to get there. Leave the house at 5 o'clock to go to L.A.
Go to L.A., and what are we going to do in L.A.?
A photo shoot in L.A., and then I'm back. I can't miss workouts on Thursday, so I'm catching that red eye.
One of the things I always tell him, I said, you know, don't be a liability, but be not a liability to society, but be someone that gives back to society.
His approval was like the stamp, like, hey, I need to get that, you know? I need to go out here, and I need to do well in school. I need to play well on the field because, you know, to hear good job from my grandfather, it was a big thing for us and our family.
Yeah, never been like that.
It's kind of like a puppy. Like if you flip him on his back at a young age, a dominant breed, and they just fight. Eventually, they stop fighting and just lay there. That's kind of how we are now.
Now we're bigger dogs.
We used to be competitive. You know, I believe in, you know, racing. You know, we'd run. We'd wrestle.
And he would always get the upper hand. You know, he would tell me to tie my shoe. Even though I was faster than my grandfather at an early age, you know, he would tell me to tie my shoe, and then he would take off and start running. I would never catch him. But then I would never be able to race him again. You know, he would never race me again. After he got that one victory in anything he did, he would never come back. So, you know, he's 1-0 against us in a lot of different things.
I'm not sure it was cheating. I think that's maturity. And I think that was just showing them that there's a time that that you have to use all of the wisdom that you know how. You know? And that's what I call that wisdom, a wise man.
He is definitely softened up. Hey, I'm telling you, he's softened up. You know, they push you out the nest, and then if you fly, that's a good thing. You fly, and he softened up a lot. I love my grandfather, and my grandfather loves me. But, you know, to be honest with you, that military kind of comes out sometimes. You know, my grandfather never would really be like, you know, I love you. You know, that's just, it was unspoken. You know, it was unspoken word. You know, the avenue that he showed love through was, you know, teaching us how to work hard, teaching us how to, you know, be a man, and teaching us how to take care of our families at one point.
I think his character, I think he's great character. You know, he's a person that I think he has some standards that he lives by. I think that's really important.
I feel like he's a great example to follow. You know, he's been on this earth a long time, and he's impacted a lot of people's lives. And I've always looked at him as a role model, and I still have a long way to go, but hopefully I'm on the right track.
Turf brought to you by Gillette at Zoe. It's Fourier. Patriots are 4-0, but they lost an anchor to their defense. Vince Wilfork out for the year.
Yeah, so how do you replace the big fella in the middle? Well, the easy way is just kind of think that you put in Tommy Kelly, you kick in Chandler Jones, maybe Buchanan plays the end. But I think the more creative way that you might see him doing it is a lot more of Brandon Spikes,
a number 55. He only played 6 snaps against Atlanta. But the big thing for him is when he's the middle backer, the anticipation of the snap count, where he comes up, he's in this A-gap. You got Mayo in the A-gap. But the big thing, like Christian said, Tommy Kelly, why? From a leverage standpoint, yep. You played with Seymour back in the day. It's the ability to get pad under pad, plus kick it outside. You beat Chandler Jones on the outside. All of a sudden, here I am. I'm Spikes. I'm coming up in the middle. All of a sudden, we got a game on. He comes to the inside. You've got to be able to block Chandler Jones with 2 people. It's getting to the point where Jones is really unblockable one-on-one.
Well, and I think the other thing is that it's all about, you know, gaps, okay? So who has that gap? Who has this gap? I don't think it matters
What's
at this
gap?
Point.
What's a gap? Gap is what the
okay,
area
listen, here's
between
there, here's
the linemen.
The guard in the center, here's that gap. Vince Wilfork, big two-gap guy, hit the center, fall to his left, fall to his right. He's taking two gaps. But I tell you what, as long as somebody's taking those spots, whether it be Spikes, whether it be Mayo, whether it be Kelly, doesn't matter. As long as that area is solidified and you're keeping everything funneled in on the edge, I think they'll be okay.
Remember what happened last week? I held that ball. You held it down. Come on, we got to go right here. Hurry up. Come on. He's coming around. Six. Oh, he hooked it.
Thanks, guys. Nice kick there, Christian. The Patriots are looking to improve to 5-0 with a victory over the Bengals this Sunday. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines for this week. The defensive line looks a lot different without Vince Wilfork, so perhaps the Bengals will try and take advantage of that and run the ball more this week. But don't underestimate rookie Joe Villano, who stepped up big in Wilfork's absence last week. And Bengals' Geno Atkins ranks in the top five in sacks among defensive tackles this year. He can certainly disrupt an offense and will be a major issue in the running and passing game. And rookie Josh Boyce once caught passes from Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton. They spent one season together at TCU and were quite the pair, bringing home a Rose Bowl victory to end their 2010 season. That will do it for your storylines. Now let's jump right into our opponent news brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
The Bengals have been a bit of a mystery so far at the quarter pole of this season. Picked by some to be a Super Bowl contender, they're just a 500 team through four games.
You know, we haven't played to our potential yet. We've done some good things, and we've done some things that have hurt us. So I think the biggest thing is we've got to keep getting better, and I expect that, especially this week.
I think we're carving an identity. If you're, I don't think unless you're sitting here with perfection, would you say you have that particular identity? But I think we're taking strides towards an identity very quickly.
Those are the thoughts in Cincinnati. Now let's see what Coach Belichick thinks. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the new look Belistrator and Coach. On to Cincinnati this week. A lot of problems here when you look at them on film.
Well, they have very good skill players and very good tight ends. This is a play against Cleveland last week with Jermaine Gresham, number 84, at the tight end position, running a seam route. And similar to the other tight end, their rookie number one draft choice, Tyler Eifert. Good speed, big kid, great range. Gresham goes up, makes a good catch here down the middle of the field. So with him inside and Snoo and A.J. Green outside, Eifert in the picture, they've got a real good group of skilled receivers to make a lot of big plays.
Similar like last week against Atlanta, big perimeter guys on the outside, and here we go, we got tight ends that could run the middle.
You bet. Defensively, this is a very active front. They do a good job up here. This is a third down and about third and two here against Chicago in the opener. And they have real good team speed on their run defense, do a good job of knocking the line of scrimmage back. That's James Harrison coming up there and getting some penetration, keeps kicking the ball outside, and Leon Hall ends up making a tackle here for a negative play and a third down stop. Here's the same play from the end zone. So this is Gilberry here on the crack block. Thompson flattening down the line, but this is really, James Harrison does a good job of making the play or setting up the opportunity to make the play for the corner by getting that penetration, wiping out a couple blockers, Nelson, Hall. So they're very good on the run defense, and they're a very active pass rush group too. The 51 sacks last year. Of course, Geno Atkins is the key guy. He's a very dynamic rusher. He's got great quickness and power. Here you can see he's got the inside move here, the swim move back inside for a sack last week against Cleveland. And a little bit later in the game, here he is, this time on the offensive left side, and comes with a strong power rush and just, gets his pads low there on Greco, runs him out of there, and gets another sack. So, again, very good pass rushing group with all of them, but certainly Geno Atkins in that three technique is a hard guy to stop. He's a great player.
I remember you guys last week against Atlanta, same type of situation, third and long, three-man rush, kind of walked people out, blocked it up. Kind of same thing this week, communication critical.
Yeah, absolutely. Standing in there blocking these guys, their pass rush is going to be a big challenge.
All right, Coach, big AFC matchup. Go get them on the road again.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellustrator. More of Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
The O'Donnell Middle School in Stoughton was the beneficiary of a visit from Patriots safety Devin McCourty. McCourty was on hand for an assembly of 6th through 8th graders to promote the importance of reading.
I stayed on top of my reading. I kept reading, and I encourage you guys to keep reading, no matter what you want to do in life.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion at our Bob Discount Furniture Studios, and Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, and I want to ask you guys point blank. They come back 4-0, but what have we learned about this football team? Other than the fact that they're undefeated.
I think we could do a whole show on what we learned. I think we learned an awful lot. We talked a lot about, you know, sort of picking at the first three wins in the competition. Well, this is a primetime game on the road against a very tough opponent, and you found a way to win. I think there's a lot of different things you could say, but I'm going to pick the offensive line. And I don't think there's been enough made so far this week about just how well that group played. They virtually had no pressure on Brady all night, right, and obviously they ran the ball tremendously effectively, especially early on. I think that really set the tone for what they did in the fourth quarter with the passing game. The offensive line on the road in a very tough place was outstanding.
So you're saying run blocking and pass blocking.
Everything. Yeah. Everything they did. I think that's as good a game as you can get from an offensive line Sunday night.
Really good choice by Paul. So I'll go to the defensive side. Steve, what did we say going into this game? You know, it's one thing to do it against E.J. Manuel, to it against Geno Smith and Josh Freeman, but what can you do against a quarterback like Matt Ryan? Well, I think now you got to start believing a little bit more in this defense. I think it's a very good
Let's go to Aqib Talib, because he leads the league in interceptions. He's got four already in four games. The guy's been phenomenal. Can he play even better? Is that even fair to even ask of him to play even better?
Look, I don't know if he's capable of playing better, but I know that what he's done in the first month is far exceeded what he did last year. I know a lot of people talked about how the games changed when he wasn't in them. He never looked the way he's looked in this month, to me, in just my opinion.
Why do you think that is?
Listen, there's a lot of different reasons, but I think he had a tremendous offseason. Belichick has talked about this constantly. His spring, his attendance in the offseason program, one of the award winners. I think that there was something to do with his contract negotiations last year that he didn't like. He hasn't said any of this publicly, right, but he got a one-year, $5 million deal when there are other guys that are comparable to him, like Brandon Carr just the year before signed a $50 million contract with 25-plus guaranteed. I think he thought he was probably in line for one of those, and maybe some of the things that he heard was, you know what, you don't work hard enough off the field. You're not here. You're not part of this program. And I think he took it to heart.
This is another contract year for him.
Well, it is, and that's a part of this. I mean, okay, he's playing for a contract. I think one of the other reasons that shouldn't be overlooked why we're seeing a different Talib this year, a lot of people don't know this, his hip was really bothering him last year, and that's one of the risks as a team you take when you acquire someone from another team. Yeah, you give him a physical when he comes in, but you're sort of getting a condition. He had some work done in the offseason on his hip, and he came in fully healthy. Paul mentioned the offseason program, so he started at a much higher point in the system. The other point I want to make, and this is fun to watch, I have not seen a cornerback make this type of impact from a man-to-man sort of shutdown
type
role.
Ty Law,
1994 to 2004. I know a lot of people want to say Asante Samuel.
No,
Great playmaker.
Yep.
Okay, the same playmaking skills. But in terms of you go cover Vincent Jackson, you go cover Julio Jones on Roddy White, haven't seen it like this from Talib. To me, I don't think that's overstating it.
No, I agree
and
with
it's
you.
Awfully fun agree. To watch because you see what the coaches can do when you have a player like that. It opens up opportunities.
Steve, you talk about the trickle down effect with a guy like Wilfork. Well, that trickle down effect when you have a guy like Talib that's able to do some of those things. allows you to do different things elsewhere. They can bracket Jones the way they did early in the game, and they're also bracketing White at other times. You saw what they did to Tony Gonzalez at the end of the game.
Bill, with a great adjustment there,
they treated him like a gunner on a punt team. They just refused to let him off the line. Well, that's because you have Aqib Talib, and you know that he can do whatever you ask him to do when he's playing like this.
Let's talk about prediction time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very, very tight game and a little bit lower scoring. I like the Patriots in this one because I really like the boost that they got. I think they came out of that game.
Even without Vince, though.
Yeah, even without Vince. I think they came out of that game feeling really good about themselves. This is going to be a good test of the maturity now. A lot of young guys, let's not get fat and happy in 1 week after a good win. And I think that Belichick is able to sort of step on the throat and make sure that doesn't happen. 23-21, Patriots.
Are they going to be able to stop the run without Vince? And what are your predictions?
The Bengals have been struggling running the ball a little bit with the combination of Bernard and Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, a former Patriot. I'm going to be right around the same numbers. 24-20, Patriots. I like the win. They're playing good complementary football, offense, defense, special teams.
All right, guys. Great job.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.